Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I'm your host, pharmacist Eric Christensen. Thanks so much for listening today. I always want to remind you guys, go to reallifepharmacology.com and subscribe for our email list so you know when we've got a new podcast available. In addition, we'll get you a 31-page PDF on the top 200 drugs. So a great little resource for any student that's going through pharmacology, pharmacotherapy, various classes like that, where I cover the basics and really the most important clinical pearls on those top 200 drugs. So go check that out for free just for signing up, reallifepharmacology.com. So let's get into the drug of the day today. So I had a request to do dexmedetomidine. So that is what I'm going to cover today. Brand name of this medication is Precedex, which is much easier to say for most people that aren't familiar with the drug. This medication, the way I think about it, or an easy way to help me remember some of the adverse effects, I do remember the drug clonidine. Clonidine is also an alpha-2 agonist. And if you think about what clonidine is used for, if you've seen it, it can be used for a lot of stuff, but it's primarily classified as an anti-hypertensive medication. So I think about that in terms of the adverse effect profile and what we might see there. Now, dexmedetomidine is classified as a sedative agent used in ICU sedation, procedural sedation, anesthesia, things like that, as far as its primary use. It's not typically used like clonidine would be used to lower blood pressure, but it's got a similar mechanism of action that way. So let's think about clonidine, think about adverse effects and monitoring. Obviously, we're going to keep an eye on that cardiovascular system. So with longer term use, I guess longer being a relative term, but minutes to hours, you're going to typically see a drop in pulse and a drop in blood pressure. Now, there can be tachyarrhythmias and rare things that do occur with this agent. But most commonly, you're probably going to see that drop in blood pressure and drop in pulse over time there. With the blood pressure, I do want to point out, in certain instances, if it's rapidly titrated too quickly, or if we start with too high a dose, we may see some elevations in blood pressure, at least in the early minutes of giving that drug. And the reason for that is we can have this peripheral vasoconstriction. So that is something to look out for. Usually, from a clinical standpoint, nothing needs to be done, but if obviously the blood pressure escalates crazy high or something, then we need to worry about it. So, backing off on the drug might be an option in that situation. So keep an eye out for that, especially when initiating the drug, because you may get this, small increase in blood pressure, but then it may ultimately come down over time as the drug gets into the central nervous system more. EKG, we're going to certainly monitor, pay attention to. Rarely it can impact blood sugars. In a patient in the hospital, we're probably going to be monitoring labs pretty regularly, especially somebody that's maybe needing ICU sedation. So, you know, we're going to be keeping an eye on a lot of these things, and the patient is under close care in these type of settings when this drug is used. But it's important to know what we're looking for and that it's caused by the drug versus potentially another medical condition or another medication as well. Dexmedetomidine, it can help lower intracranial pressure, so that can be an important aspect. And just like with clonidine, I know I've seen that in the ambulatory setting, clonidine and dexmedetomidine can have withdrawal symptoms. So if you've got a patient where you've used dexmedetomidine for a while, several hours, maybe into a day or two for some reason, they've been on it for that long, there is the possibility of withdrawal symptoms if you abruptly stop that drug. So if you do happen to have a patient on it for longer periods of time, for whatever the case may be, keep an eye out. When you stop that drug, we could see a rebound increase in heart rate and rebound escalation of blood pressure. Also increased anxiety, things like that as well. Think of the opposite effects of what the drug would have for the withdrawal symptoms when you take that drug away, if that makes sense. One big advantage of dexmedetomidine over other sedative agents, I mean, I guess I'm comparing it to, you know, opioids and benzos, those can really suppress the respiratory tract and impact breathing and the function of the lungs and muscles and all that sort of stuff. So that's obviously a problem in a patient that's critically ill, and we're trying to maybe get them back breathing on their own. If we use drugs that suppress respiratory rate, that can be an issue. Dexmedetomidine doesn't seem to impact or, you know, block or blunt respirations quite as much as some of those other drugs do there. All right, so let's take a quick break, and I will wrap up with drug interactions. If you're in the market for pharmacist board certification study materials like BCPS, ambulatory care, geriatrics, or the newer certification, board certified MTM pharmacist, definitely go check out meded101.com/store, STORE. If you're another healthcare professional looking to hone your clinical skills, learn drug interactions, learn case studies, definitely go check out meded101.com/store. We've got links to Amazon books full of clinical pearls and case studies, things of that nature. So definitely go check us out at meded101.com/store. All right, so let's finish up with drug interactions. And with dexmedetomidine, the most clinically significant issues are going to be additive effects. So let's take another sedative agent, for example. Okay, dexmedetomidine's a sedative. If we add on other sedatives, or the patient has maybe longer acting sedatives in their system, for example, you know, maybe a long acting benzodiazepine or something, this can definitely have an additive effect on the sedative property of dexmedetomidine. So something to keep in mind, definitely get that you know, history, looking at what they've been on, what's maybe still in their system if we're just starting this drug, and what other agents are we going to be using or adding potentially over time as well that may enhance those effects. Bradycardia, I certainly mentioned as a possible adverse effect. So we've got to keep tabs on, you know, our calcium channel blockers like diltiazem and verapamil, or beta blockers. Those can suppress heart rate and may have that additive effect. And one last one, another additive effect, certainly we've got to keep tabs on blood pressure and look at the antihypertensives that the patient may be taking, because dexmedetomidine can certainly lower that blood pressure. So definitely important things to think about, but mostly additive effects when we're talking dexmedetomidine. All right, so I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Hopefully you picked up a few clinical pearls. If you did and enjoyed this podcast, definitely leave us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. We greatly appreciate that. Go support our sponsor, meded101.com/store. And go sign up at reallifepharmacology.com and get your free 31-page PDF on the top 200 drugs. So that's a no-brainer there to go snag that. I am going to sign off for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.